about, I don't think it's over there, so, but I was telling him your reaction to the cabinet. I think it should be a little, because, of course, when I'm calling, we've been back since then, and he said, and he said, his parents, Rogers, and called, so, they're all mine. On a right, that's Rogers, you know, he's always paying dollars. You know, Bob's interesting thing, I called him, he's a great guy, he's a great operator, and I called him, so I think he's going on through. And I wish you luck. Hard, you know, I'm talking about trying to run through our extension service. It isn't, the point is that it isn't that they, I think some may just feel they should, or can at the rest, but it isn't that all free of, it isn't the money. And I told Bob that I would not. I want to know that I know. The last time, not the last time, Bob had some of my notes and said, well, should I want to do that kind of crap? The person that got the guts to do it, he's got to do it. Tonight, I'm over and I'm not taking calls. I'm supposed to be three, we'll take them all, and I don't want to be part of it.
My men took one too, and I went over to the cabin afterwards. Beyond the cabin, beyond the, administrative staff, one of the carpenters, and the, the carpenters and stuff. But it doesn't make any difference, you're the president, that's what some of us made. It's Britain, it would be different. In prime minister, the moment of national crisis, they call it, would count that the establishment would be there. Then, if the president put his meeting to the leaders tonight, I would not make any further hints about negotiation. I'm a little worried, in fact, already about Leia. Leia, by saying, see, you know, Leia's latest pick is, he wants to be the guy who got the negotiations started. But
what did I say?
Well, you said ceasefire and truth withdrawal, but I know.
Oh.
I'll touch it up and say you meant the October 7th proposal.
No, I'm just referring to October 7th.
Good. But I wouldn't make any further efforts.
No, I won't.
One interesting piece of information. John Mitchell told me that Robert Anderson, the good one, from
New Mexico,
Robert Anderson. I'm negotiating in Algiers with the Algerians about 2 months ago. Yeah, but I'd be very interested in opening negotiations with an old theater, which is quite interesting.
Sounds like you just went down that road.
Yeah, well, no, but he asked me whether we wanted to send any message back. And I told him no, they hit the channel. So he wanted to talk to us. Anderson was again in Algeria without the TV, and then came back and called me on Mitchell and said, there was no further message from the Vietnamese, but the Algerians stayed within a state of stress that the Vietnamese are in dire trouble. Not least, for example, they are so reluctant to accept the ceasefire because they have literally trouble keeping their units fighting at all, and if they ever stop fighting, they may never start again. He thinks the North Vietnamese are in very bad shape, and he does not know yet. I don't know what that means. I don't know if it's necessary to believe what Robert Adams said. But usually, the friends of the Vietnamese have always given the opposite story that they're unshakable.
We give that some indication of trouble.
Yeah, indications of morale trouble, even an indication of casualties, of wounded.
Probably trying to find a man that needs to find a triumvirate.
I cannot believe, after the years that the freedom projected out of what you were to do, that the past messages that you would be asking me repeatedly for messages, and that by the middle of May, maybe by the end of May, that I was not saying this situation.
But this is going to hold this stage. It does not far hold to the end of May.
I call that
April to May. April, May. We've got 2 months.
Well, we'll
stir it all up.
We've got to stir it. Well, you know, it'll try to melt there. They're trying to hang something from the Missouri draft or something. They do what they do, but it's all right. I'm going to just hang tight. Do the best I can.
And this is great. And then you start debating about the date, terminal date, the residual force, and say, all right, that's what we're going to do. That's the plan. Whack.
Actually, if you're not in favor of making people pull out, all this business of what the average monthly rate is, we jacked up the average rate by 20% by just moving it up 1 month. And then we don't have a negotiation.
We have to. Yeah, but you understand very well then, in reverse, and we give them our tax to the
person. And that was a residual force and tell them they can negotiate that in a
country. And it is, by early November, we're really not about them anymore. We're negotiating by the time through, because you know that it's a ceasefire already. Doesn't mean how long it was, 180.
They have to negotiate it by the end of November. By the beginning of November, then we know they want to go to work. One of the things that we better find a way of doing is to get a disembark on the game for working without an American participation. So, Ray, could some imagine that Ray could do a lot? But with the congressman I was getting to,